Welcome back to Rosie on the House, joined live in studio by John Glutch of the Glutch Realty Group, talking about the current real estate market. And this isn't practical for everybody.
Yep.
But the ultimate goal in home ownership that we try and put in everyone's mind is live and operate in your home as if you were putting it on the market tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, totally. And I think that's one, you know, when we think about the real estate kind of stages of life people are at, some people are considering buying or selling. You know, some people are for sure going to buy or sell. And then there's some who they have no intention of leaving their house. They're happy there. And my wife and I just figured out early on, because we go on lots of listing appointments where we'll show up at someone's house, and one of the services we offer complimentary is we'll stage their house. We help it look awesome. We move furniture around and sometimes renting furniture, doing different things, telling them, you know, different advice to get their house looking sharp. And almost inevitably, people will say, man, I wish I had done this like when I moved in the house. Like, this is way better than it was a week ago. And some of that stuff just isn't that complicated to do. And so my wife and I just went, all right, we're going to do that with whatever house we live in. We're going to make it how we would want it to be if we were selling it, because then we get to enjoy it, you know? And so that's the advice I always give people when they buy their house. If they're thinking about doing a little remodel, updating things here and there, you know, if you've got the cash to do it, go for it. And certainly with getting some good advice from maybe even just a friend who understands what looks good where, on where to put your furniture, some of the stuff is just super simple. And just not having a cluttered house, you know. And we've got these little checklists that we'd be happy to send people, anybody who wanted one. If you go to glutchgroup.com and contact us, it's G-L-U-C-H-G-R-O-U-P.com. It's just Glutch, G-L-U-C-H, group.com. And send us a contact form. We'll send you. We've got that checklist. And it's just simple stuff to get your house ready to sell. And there's a book, too. This is kind of off topic, but it's called The Life-Changing Magic of Tidying Up. And that's a really good book. And it is funny how much it changes your life to have a clean house. And this book has an interesting way of looking at that. So I would recommend that book, too.
That book title one more time?
I think it's called The Life-Changing Magic of Tidying Up.
Nice.
But if you just Google, like, tidying up book, you'll find it.
You'll find it. And you had also another tool you put there, the different stages. What are all the three different stages?
Yeah, so people who are, you know, not considering selling yet, I would suggest, like, what I just explained. I think that's a good way to kind of...
The magic of tidying up.
Yeah, just get that magic going, you know? And the other two people are people who know they're going to sell. And if you know you're going to sell, here's the advice I would give in general for that. And I just sold two houses, so I know this to be true. It takes longer than you think. So to like get it ready and then list it and get the buyer and get the cash, that process takes some time. We always tell people this is not an event. This is a process. Buying a house isn't a process. It just takes time. So if you know you're going to buy or sell a house, get started sooner than you think you should in connecting with a real estate agent, because there's no cost to do that. There's no obligation. And it just gets the wheels going on. Now you get a better idea of what your house is worth, what you need to do, what you not need to do to get top dollar for your house, or if you're buying, what you can get for the money. You could take a look at interest rates and see all that stuff. So that would be my advice for someone who knows for sure they're going to do something. So that would be kind of one of the stages, is start sooner than you think you need to. And then for people who are considering buying or selling in this particular market, let life dictate your decision more than the market. So what are the operating forces outside of your life? Are you looking to pay off some debt? Are you changing, you know, looking to get a job change? Do you love your house? Do you not love your house? Do you really? All those are probably
baby
bigger
number
factors.
Four is on the way, and yeah, this is a two-bedroom house.
Exactly. Those are bigger issues. Timing markets is very difficult to do. But in general, if you're considering buying or selling, I would say in a year, houses will probably cost you more than they do today. That's most of Phoenix. It's not. If you're a buyer waiting to buy, it doesn't make sense to do that just for prices. And if you're a seller who's kind of waiting to sell, the likelihood is your house will sell for more in a year than it will today. But if you're buying, that's going to cost you more too. So I wouldn't be too wrapped up in the market timing. I would let your life circumstances dictate what to do or what not to do in that case.
And even if it costs you more because of interest rates going up, couldn't you just refinance when they go back down?
Yeah, certainly. I mean, I always tell people, don't wait to buy because of interest rates for that very reason, right? Like, if you go, I mean, interest rates are high, I'm not going to buy a house. That doesn't make a whole lot of sense, because if they're either going to go up, in which case you're better off, or they're going to go down, in which case you can refinance, right? So high interest rates is almost never a good reason not to buy a house. It may be a good reason to buy a smaller house to go, okay, I'm going to live within my means. I mean,
and within your means, everyone seems to have a different idea on how much, at what percent your mortgage payment should be as it relates to your monthly take home.
Yeah.
You know, I've heard 40%, I've heard 30%. a little out of my comfort zone. I like to be a lot smaller than that.
Totally. Yeah, yeah. I'm the same way. And I think, you know, most underwriters, meaning banks, are the people at banks who tell you how much you're allowed to borrow, are going to let you borrow, you know, darn near half of your income. Ooh. For payments, you know, and of various kinds. So depending on what other debt you have. And that's probably a lie.
If you plan on being single your whole life.
Yeah, it's going to be fine. No kids, no problems. That'll be a great way to live. But yeah, I'm typically more conservative. I'm kind of like the Dave Ramsey approach, you know, like, let's buy a little less house, have some more margin. I don't want to be house poor, you know. I want to make sure I've got plenty of margin to pay my bills. So I'm with you.
And those bills rack up. There's so many things in life that come out of nowhere, and that's why we always try and instill the mindset to our listeners. Be ready to sell your home on a moment's notice, because if something does happen and you are forced to sell your home, if you've let all these things go, if you weren't taking care or updating it, you're going to be giving up a lot of the equity that otherwise would have been in your home because you're selling a less than standard.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, no, it really hurts property. You. I mean, there's no question. Buyers are very skeptical. They start to dig around. They find all these problems. Then they wonder what other problems exist. So we always do like a pre-inspection when we list our houses and try to repair those things. We don't want people, the buyers, to get surprised by these expenses.
And again, that website again, no T.
Glutchgroup.com. Yeah, GLUCH.
GLUCH.com.
Yep.